You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Daryl Amey on the line, and he's a growth strategist, author, and speaker over at Revenue Growth Engine. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, Daryl. So excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to jump right into that book that you just wrote, which I'm really excited to get into. So Revenue Growth Engine. But before we do that, tell us a little bit more about your company. So Revenue Growth Engine, tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Simply put, we help companies grow. The way we do that is by working with companies to develop revenue growth strategies that align their sales and marketing efforts all around attracting ideal clients. So it's just quite a blast. Every day I get to work with amazing organizations that are looking to grow. And, you know, right now, Adam, more than anything, in the middle of all of the crisis that we're going through and the changes in the economy, you know, there are some companies that are really struggling and looking for a path forward. There are other companies that are just crushing it right now with new opportunities that have opened up and are looking for ways to scale. And I get the pleasure and joy of helping both of those types of companies chart a great path forward.
That's awesome. And at the end of this, I'm going to give you an opportunity to leave your website or social media, really wherever you want to send traffic. But I do want the right types of individuals and or companies and organizations to connect with you. So what's the right type of like ideal fit to work with you and your team?
Yeah, great question. My background, Adam, is in B2B. I spent the first half of my career in sales and the second half of my career in marketing and also doing sales training. And so our ideal clients are clients that have a sales team that sells to other businesses. And, you know, the revenue growth engine principles and ideas behind that really apply to any business of any size in the B2B or B2C space. But my particular passion and expertise is in helping B2B sales teams succeed.
Fantastic. And I think that's a great transition. So let's dive into this book. So Revenue Growth Engine, How to Align Sales and Marketing to Accelerate Growth. First off, what was the inspiration for this?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I spent the first half of my career in direct sales, and I've been involved in sales and now sales training for over 25 years. Coming straight out of college, I had a marketing degree. And about 12 years into my career, as I just went out on my own to do some sales training, my very first client said, "Hey, Daryl, everything you taught us in the sales training is fantastic. Our website doesn't say anything about any of it. Do you build websites?" So being my first client, the answer, as you might guess, was yes, sir, we build websites. I'd actually done one for a nonprofit, but it sent me down this journey of having one foot in the sales world and one foot in the marketing world. And what I began to notice, and it was about a year and a half ago, was speaking. I'm invited to speak at a conference. I talk at a lot of conferences to business owners and sales leaders, marketing professionals about growth. And I was getting ready to prepare for this conference, and half the room was marketing people, half the room was salespeople. Some of the room was business owners. The marketing people were saying, you salespeople don't get it. The salespeople, you know what they were thinking inside. They were thinking, the stuff, you marketing people don't get it. The leads you send us, they're junk. And it just got me really thinking, Adam, you know, the real issue here is not sales. It's not marketing. It's not these silos. The real issue here is, how are we going to grow revenue? And so that sent me on the journey to write the book in terms of, what can companies do to grow revenue, grow it faster, and how can they align marketing and sales in pursuit of that revenue growth? And so that's where the book came from. Right now, I had no idea I was going to publish the book during the middle of the, you know, in craziness that's been happening in the world right now. But what's interesting about all of that is the book's come out in a moment in history where really all of us are trying to figure out, okay, what's our path forward. So I'm really excited about the book, about the ideas in the book, and how specifically they're helping great organizations navigate and chart a path forward.
That's awesome. And for the listeners, we're not going to have time to go into the whole book, and nor would we if we did, because why? Because I want you to go to Amazon. I want you to buy this. I'm not going to spoil it, but I will give you a flavor of the table of contents. So chapter one, building your revenue growth engine. Chapter two, define your ideal client. Chapter three, create your ideal client experience. Chapter four, focus your message on outcomes. I mean, this is really, I love it, because you put together really the nuts and bolts and an actual game plan for the readers to be able to do a lot of the things that you teach and that you help clients with one-on-one. So I think it's definitely a great book for them to pick up. But that being said, what is, just to give the listeners a flavor for the content that's in here, can you share with us a story and or a tip or something from the book, just so they have a feel for the delivery of the messages you're giving?
Yeah, there's so many different directions we could go, but I think, you know, right now, especially as if you're either in the situation where, hey, you took a big hit and you're trying to dig out and recover revenue and chart a path forward, or if you're in the position where, you know, once again, you've just exploding opportunity. In either case, I think the key in terms of what you need to focus on to drive a profitable future is what you're just saying, which is your ideal client. You know, we sit down and do growth strategy workshops with organizations. I'll typically begin the workshop by asking, hey, tell me about your favorite client. We'll go around the room and the attributes will come out. You know, oh, we like this company because they value what we do. We enjoy working with them. They trust us. They pay their bills on time. You know, we feel like we're part of their team, and go on. And then I'll say, okay, well, if that ideal client bought everything that they could buy from your company over the next 10 years, let's add all that up. So we'll start adding it up on the whiteboard. And usually the number over 10 years is really, really exciting. But then I'll contrast that and say, well, tell me about your average client, you know, your bread and butter up and down the street client, your average Joe. And we'll add up, you know, what that client can be buying over the next 10 years. And Adam, without fail, I've done this across multiple industries all over the country, big and small businesses. Those ideal clients typically have 20 times and greater revenue potential than the average client. And when I say ideal client, I'm not talking about landing a Fortune 500 company. I'm just talking about the best fit clients for most organizations. So what I would say is, if you're struggling, identify who those ideal clients are, because when you land more of those clients, it's going to pull you out of the hole really quickly. If you're crushing it, you know, you're in a position where you want to scale, but you want to scale smart. Also, identify that ideal client and make sure that you're set up to scale with the right types of clients. In either case, you'll grow faster and you'll create a sustainable future.
That's awesome, Daryl, and well put. So that being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information about working with you or you and your team or picking up the book, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect with your brand overall?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love for you to get a taste of the book. You can go to revenuegrowthengine.net And you'll be able to find all kinds of resources there to grow your business. There's actually a free toolkit you'll notice when you go to that site that goes along with the book. Of course, you can buy the book at Amazon. And we're really excited that shortly the audiobook will be coming out as well. But revenuegrowthengine.net is chock full of resources in terms of giving you ideas and strategies to help you grow your revenue.
Fantastic. Well, Daryl, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great things you're doing. And also, congrats on the book. That's not an easy thing. I always tell people, you got a message, get your book out there. So congrats
right.
again on the book. Let's
thank
not
you,
just Adam. Glance over that. That's a big deal. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things you're working on. And Daryl, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam.